Welcome back to the Detector Podcast, where I break down some of the most amazing tech innovations. I'll also be discussing some of the latest technology news, along with how to make the most of the gadgets that we use every day. I'm your host, Scott Hickman, founder of thedetector.com, a blog that covers these topics. So get ready to learn about the technology that surrounds us and how it's impacting our lives. In this episode, I'll be discussing some of the latest innovations in fitness technology and how they're revolutionizing the fitness industry. Because of the pandemic, more and more people have had to transition to working out at home. And as with most aspects of going into lockdown, technology has helped make this transition a lot easier. Here are six ways that technology is revolutionizing working out at home whilst gyms have been closed. Will we ever need to go back? Now, first off is wearable technology. Although it's been around for a while, wearable technology plays an important part in people's fitness routines, such as fitness trackers, which are always gaining in popularity, with 1 in 5 Americans now owning one. However, it is debated whether or not these devices help you move more and get healthier, because people mistake them for motivational tools, whereas in fact, the reason these devices like Fitbits and Apple Watches exist is to help improve your fitness routine, not to make you stick to it. You can check out episode 5 of the Detector Podcast, where I discuss fitness trackers and whether or not they help you keep fit or if they're just another gadget according to science. Now, wearable technology can provide you with valuable data and analysis into your performance, whether you're running, swimming, or working out, by giving you information about your heart rate, calories burned, and more. The new Apple Watch will even tell you about your blood oxygen level. Now let's move on to virtual training apps. Mobile fitness apps have also taken the world by storm, and with lockdowns around the world due to the pandemic, many people have turned to these apps to make the most of their time at home. Nowadays, there are hundreds of these fitness apps available, covering almost any aspect of fitness and health you can think of. There is no doubt that these apps are having an enormous impact on the industry, thanks to the practicality of having a virtual trainer on your phone. That isn't to say that they're better than having a personal trainer and a gym membership. Although some of these apps, especially home workout apps, may promise amazing results, for the moment, they still can't compete with the advice from a personal trainer and the variety of equipment available at a gym. These apps are probably best for when you're on the move, tracking things like running and cycling, or if you simply haven't got the time to go to the gym. Next is gamification. Despite being a relatively new addition to the fitness world, this new gym trend seems quite promising. Gamification is the application of typical elements of game playing, like point scoring, competition with others, and rules of play, to other areas of activity, in this case, fitness. When gamification is present in a fitness experience, it creates a fun, challenging environment for participants to create leaderboards and a sense of achievement and competition. This tech often exists in training apps, allowing you and your friends to see each other's performance, like in the Strava and Nike training apps, but gyms are now trying to integrate it too. Moving on to smart connected equipment. Some gyms are now starting to offer smart and connected equipment to their members, offering them the ability to move from one gym to the other and continue to feed into their own personal data bank of performances. This new generation of equipment includes Bluetooth-connected spin cycles, treadmills, step machines, and more. Now let's move on to virtual reality fitness. Some gyms have even started using VR fitness equipment with machines such as VirZoom, a blend of stationary bikes and VR games, and the Icarus flying machine, a core and upper body focused VR. The main benefit of this is, of course, adding a bit of fun to your workouts, because there is no doubt that training your core while flying through space on your Icarus will be a bit more exciting than a set of lame crunches. This ability to make fun whilst working out and not have it all be about data and performance could be a game changer for the industry. But in its current state, VR fitness is by no means perfect. The obvious disadvantage is the awkwardness of working out in a headset. But that's not all. Being a relatively new technology, debates on how long you should spend using a VR headset and what effects it could have on your brain and eyes in the long term are being had. Although these last three innovations were designed for the gym, there is no doubt that they'll also be applicable for working out at home. So now, talking about working out at home, let's move on to the full gym experience, but at home. So we've talked about virtual training apps, fitness trackers, and connected equipment. But what if all of this was to come in one ultimate home fitness package? Well, undoubtedly helped by the pandemic and people having to stay indoors, companies have been creating exactly that. Here are some of the most advanced smart home fitness machines available to buy. First is the Tempo Studio. It's an at-home fitness machine that comes with quality equipment, hundreds of on-demand and live classes, and is one of the smartest home fitness devices on the market. It also comes with 3D sensors that are able to track your reps and make real-time corrections to your form, thanks to a notification that pops up on your screen with instructions on how to correct it. Furthermore, the Tempo's AI will track your progress, class performance, and recommend weights and reps. Now, what's included? Well, the equipment that comes with the Tempo is something that you'd see in a high-end gym or fitness studio. It includes rubber-coated weight plates, 2 dumbbells, a barbell, weight collars, a heart rate monitor, a workout mat, and a recovery foam roller. All of this equipment is stored nicely and neatly in your Tempo cabinet. Now let's talk about the mirror. It's another interactive home fitness device that streams thousands of live and on-demand exercise classes on its display while showing your reflection so you can check your form. It currently costs $1,495, plus a $39 a month subscription for a minimum of 1 year to access all of its live and on-demand workouts, including cardio, strength, yoga, bar, Pilates, boxing, HIIT, and other workouts that you can complete within the comfort of your home. Furthermore, the exercise classes are led by experts who coach you through each session, stay personal, and encourage you with feedback during your training to keep your confidence high. You also have the ability to connect your Apple Watch or the included heart rate monitor so it can keep track of your heart rate and provide you with useful data at the end of each session. Finally, we have Tonal, the most complete and expensive home gym machine we could find. It's a digital weight machine with 2 adjustable arms that mount on your wall and use electricity to create resistance up to 200 pounds. As the company says, it's an entire gym on your wall. For the moment, you can only buy Tonal if you live in one of the 48 contiguous United States, as one of the company's concierges must install the equipment for you. And there's no doubt that that is an investment, coming in at $2,995 for the equipment and a $49 a month subscription with a minimum of 12 months to Tonal's coaching, exercise programs, and workout videos. Not only do you have access to a wide range of exercises and workouts, but Tonal will also coach you so you continuously progress by suggesting when to increase weight, along with other tips. You'll also be getting an unprecedented amount of data, as each movement is recorded and analysed to make sure you get the most out of your workout. Along with tracking weight, reps, and performance, it also collects on your range of motion, time under tension, power, volume, and thanks to its 17 sensors, gives you feedback on your form. That's it for this episode of the Protector Podcast. If you enjoyed it, don't forget to subscribe. Follow us on social media and check out thedetector.com for stories on how tech impacts our lives. You can also leave a review and share the episode, which really helps out the show. Thanks so much for listening, and stay tuned for the next episode. Bye!